A survey of Madison residents show more than half are not prepared for disaster. Nearly 54% have not stored food or discussed where the family would meet if they had to flee. Dr. Marvin Birnbaum directs UW-Madison's EMS program. He says even fewer people have practiced going through a disaster drill.
I think we all have to be pretty alarmed at what the current status is because we are not well prepared.
The survey was done before the recent tornadoes in Wisconsin and the hurricanes down south. During tornado cleanup in Stoughton, officials noted that nail punctures could have been prevented if people had heavy boots and gloves stashed in the basement before their possessions were scattered by the wind. Matt Powers with the American Red Cross demonstrated what else people should pack in a disaster kit.
Some minimal first aid supplies, and that can be as extensive as you'd like. We've also got basic tools, a wrench to turn off utilities.
Officials recommend every household have a disaster kit containing 3 days' worth of water and food, plus blankets, a flashlight, and radio. Non-electric phones are also recommended in case the power goes out. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.